VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military officials have confirmed the successful airstrike last week that included someone considered one of the FBI's most wanted. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
Jamal al-Badawi, a militant believed to be one of the men behind the deadly bombing of the USS Cole in 2000, was killed by a U.S. airstrike in Yemen. The United States military confirmed his death on Sunday after he was targeted in a precision strike on New Year's Day. President Donald Trump tweeting Sunday, "Our great military has delivered justice for the heroes lost and wounded in the cowardly attack on the USS Cole. 17 sailors were killed and dozens more wounded on October 12, 2000, when two men in a small boat detonated explosives alongside the Navy destroyer as it was refueling."
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. At least 30 people have been killed in an apparent mine collapse in northern Afghanistan. Villagers there in the district province had dug into a riverbed mining for gold when the walls around them collapsed, according to local officials. Riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters in Sudan's capital Sunday, as demonstrations calling for the president, Omar al-Bashir, to step down continued for a third week. Crowds of protesters gathered in Khartoum Sunday, heeding a call from the Sudanese Professionals Association, a group of doctors, teachers, and engineers, which have called for strikes and demonstrations over the past month. President Trump's national security advisor said Sunday that the withdrawal of 2,000 American troops from Syria will not be abrupt. John Bolton said the withdrawal will be conditioned on Turkish assurances that it will not target Kurdish fighters allied with American forces. Bolton is currently in Israel for meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is VOA News. President Trump showed no signs Sunday of backing down on his demand for taxpayer funding for a wall along the southern border with Mexico. He spoke to reporters outside the White House before heading to a presidential retreat in the mountains of Maryland for discussions with administration officials about border security and policies they plan to pursue this year.
"I'm totally involved. But I'm involved with principle, because ultimately it's going to be solved by the principle. Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and myself can solve this in 20 minutes if they want to. If they don't want to, it's going to go on for a long time."
The president is fighting with opposition Democrats over his demand for more than $5 billion in funding for the wall. The stalemate has shut down about a quarter of U.S. government operations for 16 days and one of the longest closures in U.S. history. Democratic Republic of Congo officials say that they are delaying the announcement of the results of its presidential election until sometime later this week. The commission is holding a meeting about the delay. The head of the country's electoral commission said it's not possible to publish the results on Sunday, but they are making progress, but we do not have anything yet. A U.S. trade delegation arrived in Beijing for 2 days of talks. They're focusing on an agreement reached by President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to postpone new tariff hikes. The Malaysian king, Sultan Mohammed V, has abdicated after just 2 years of the throne. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The palace said in a statement that the 49-year-old Sultan Mohammed V had resigned with immediate effect, cutting short his 5-year term. No reason was given in the statement. It's the first abdication in Malaysia's history. Sultan Mohammed V, ruler of Northeast Kelantan State, was installed in December 2016 as one of Malaysia's youngest constitutional monarchs. He is said to have married a 25-year-old former Russian beauty queen in November while on a 2-month medical leave.
That's Zaria Shackley reporting. Monday will be a groundbreaking for Tesla's Shanghai Gigafactory, where it will begin making Model 3 electric vehicles by year end. The $2 billion factory marks a major bet by Tesla as the U.S. electric vehicle maker looks to bolster its presence in the world's biggest automaker, where it faces rising competition from a swath of domestic rivals, and its sales have been increased by tariffs on U.S. imports. Tesla has been pushing forward its plans for the plant after it secured the site in October, hiring staff, starting procurement for building materials, and setting up a financial leasing company in the city. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.